Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellie and Matilda with your 11am Zlines.
In local news, Queensland has been announced as the 2027 host of the Women's Softball World Cup. This will be the first time Australia has hosted a tournament under the World Baseball and Softball Confederation since the inaugural event in 1965. The Melbourne event saw the national women's team win gold. Margaret Swan, who played in Australia's team 60 years ago, travelled from Victoria to take part in the announcement. Ms. Swan was excited for the prospects ahead for young players. Central Queensland residents say they have less access to local GPs in Claremont after health services declared a rostering system at the local hospital. This comes after two GP practices have closed in the past year, leaving rural and mining communities concerned about healthcare. After years of lobbying, the town of 3000 finally had a permanent doctor at the hospital and were promised the opening of a second GP clinic. However, changes to rostering implemented by Mackay Hospital and Health Services have worried locals about the possibility of fewer GP appointments. While advocacy groups claim there will be up to 10 to 15 fewer appointments available, Health Services and the Health Minister have told them that there will be no changes to the local health model. The region has previously faced issues with attracting permanent doctors.
In national news, internet provider iiNet has been exposed for cyber leaks after thousands of their customers' email addresses and phone numbers were compromised. Along with contact details, iiNet's management system leaked 10,000 usernames and street addresses, which they have said had been accessed by a third party stealing account credentials from an employee. Though the hack has been confirmed on Saturday, customers were not alerted of the breach until Tuesday morning. iiNet users are urged to remain vigilant to any suspicious communications, with a dedicated hotline set up for any concerns.
Wildlife carers are launching an investigation after more than 30 turtles have washed up dead on beaches in Port Stephens, New South Wales. Some have shown unusual symptoms, including bleeding around the eyes. The dead turtles have been found across several popular swimming spots, including Shoal Bay, Nelson Bay, and Corallette. The founders of marine rescue group Sea Shelter, Leah and Ryan Perinia, said the sudden spike was deeply concerning. Ms. Perinia said, quote, "In my personal history of working with turtles, I've never seen this in Port Stephens," end quote. The Taronga Zoo Registry said it has taken two turtles and a further diagnostic testing on 15 turtles. They have said it is too early to establish a definitive diagnosis.
In international news, a passenger bus carrying migrants who recently returned from Iran has collided with a truck and motorcycle in Afghanistan's Western Herat province. Local police and provincial officials report that at least 71 people were killed, 17 of whom were children. Police are accrediting the incident to the bus's excessive speed and negligence. The accident occurred late on Tuesday. Poor road conditions due to years of conflict, dangerous driving, and lack of consistent rules and regulations has led to the unsafe state of Afghanistan's roads.
And we have an update from a previous story. Earlier this morning, we reported on statements made by Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who called Anthony Albanese a, quote, "weak politician who betrayed Israel and abandoned Australian Jews." Since then, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has responded to Netanyahu's attack on the Australian Prime Minister, saying, quote, "strength is not measured by how many people you can blow up or how many children you can leave hungry." These statements were made to the ABC this morning. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with scattered rain. It is currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.